There's two things I've been thinking about lately. I guess I'm big on little philosophical lines or something, but I have a friend who writes books, which I just can't believe. And anyway, he told me he had read something that said, live a well-balanced, orderly life, put your passion in your work. Which I always thought was good, because I think a lot of times I've played my, and still do, play my passions and emotions and neuroses out in my life, you know, and then it ends up in the work. But somehow I think there is an idea where I can live well and healthily and for the betterment of myself and obviously the world, and still be able to put something in the work that is dark. But, you know, finding the balance between living a dark life and writing about it, or living a less than dark life and still taking that emotion, you know, and putting it in the work. I mean, that's a real challenge, and I believe it can be done. I mean, I'm trying to go against this stereotype that one has to be the tortured artist, you know.
Well, it's an interesting subject. We've talked about it before. It's, you know, the great artists over time who were tortured souls and couldn't have written what they wrote or produced what they produced had they not been tortured as they were. You know, I think there needs to be a little bit of both in the world, you know.
It's life. It's the paradox of life. It's what you were saying earlier. One can't exist without the other. But
I wouldn't want to be that tortured, though.
Have you ever been that tortured?
The thing that like tortures me constantly is a fear of being mortal. I've always had a real problem with it. I've been insomniac for like a lot of my life because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And
of being mortal, you mean of
dying?
Yeah, okay.
I can't even say
that word.
I'm sorry.
It really sets off. I like, and so because I'm really interested in history and reading. And I'm a religion major, and so everything that I'm interested in actually upsets me even more because, you know, it brings those things up. But anyway, so I dealt with a lot of that in these songs. Pushing the Needle Too Far sort of deals with alienation and numbing ourselves to things in general and using drugs as an analogy.
So the needle in this case is the actual needle with, you know what I thought of when you said that?
It's that too. It's supposed to be both. Yeah. It's supposed to be a meter and like IV, you know. But it's only a symbol. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not like the needle and the damage done or something like that. You know, it's actually just a symbolic line for scenarios that I paint from my life that have been alienating situations to me, where people have not treated other people as humans. So that's kind of.
People have not treated other people as humans?
Yeah, sort of like where you dehumanize things so that you don't have to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.